Hello, hey, hello, hey, welcome back, to another episode of the Lords of Lobang.
Hey, what color gong, ah?
Hey, I tell you, yeah, streaming live from Yishun, where there's been a recent gang fight and gang violence. The Lords of Lobang is the first on the scene.
And a mic.
The twist here is that it's gang fight between cats. Humans were involved.
The humans only come for the end of the fight.
The humans were placing bets to see which cat won. And as expected, house cats lost.
It's always the black
strays
cat.
The strays won.
It's always the black cat that wins.
Oh, the black cat survived. No scratches on the black cat.
And at the corner, you see three Indian fellas drinking black cat from the convenience store.
Yeah.
From the mama shop.
Yeah, a couple dogs came in and then they were chased away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cats wanted their own.
By dogs, Josie means Indians. He can say anything because he's half Indian.
And that's why I.
And by cats, I mean the Malays.
Ling Wei Ning. Yeah, we needed that one.
Because most likely Malays keep cats in their home. But now it's the holy month of Ramadan, so. We only say good things,
Actually, I don't know whether it's holy or it's meant to be a month of reflection.
Reflection and repentance, right? Where you seek forgiveness and like.
Yeah, you seek forgiveness.
Right.
Whether nine and kids were eight kids too many.
Wow. Wow. Fucking hell.
Lim Wei Ming.
Lim Wei Ming.
I'll give him the Jewish Lim Wei Ming.
Yeah, Lim Wei Ming, Lim Wei Ming, Lim Wei Ming.
We should have one in but Lim Wei Ming in Hebrew. Yeah, for Sean.
Hey, but Christians have done many bad things in their life, right? But we only have Easter 3 days, Easter weekend, right?
Yeah, but we tend to do bad things to other people.
You know why Christians do bad things?
Why?
It's because you guys have the concept that Christ died for your sins.
Right.
And
we can be forgiven.
You guys can do no wrong.
Yeah, but you see, we do
the concept of forgiveness, right?
Yeah,
has given you guys the mentality of we could do anything. We have got carte blanche; anything can be done.
But all the bad things
that
we've
also
done,
describes the rise of fucking United Kingdom and United States of America. Yeah.
But with all the bad things that we've done wrong, right? We only need 3 days to repent. The Muslims did a month.
Yeah.
So how many wrong things have they done?
No, but they tend to do wrong things to themselves.
Ah, I see.
Like, you know, having so many kids, right, doesn't hurt society too much. It hurts your financial.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring society.
Yeah.
How does it not hurt society?
Well, in the case of the four brothers.
When four brothers are going to be incarcerated.
The one they hurt the most was their own sister.
Their own family.
No, but they're going to go to jail and they're going to hang around with other Malays who are in jail. Mm-hmm.
Still hurting
and
them.
They're going to get worse and they're going to come out eventually.
Yeah, they're going to network.
And you think the emotional fucking trauma that they're given to their sister, she's going to ruin someone else's life.
True. Before she does a north to south cut on both hands.
I'm wrong. They still hurt other people. So
I thought Sean was going to bring in ISIS.
And other people.
Yeah.
Christians only hurt other people.
Right. You only wage crusade wars in other lands.
It's like, you know, our sins are on the other person. We kill.
But technically, it's not even sin and it's not hurt. Because they all think that they're doing God's work.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's the lie.
Oh, man. Yeah. What about the Jews?
The fucking scum.
They don't think they're doing God's work.
No, the Jews are busy counting money.
They are God's work. You know?
I feel the only Jews who are normal are the Hasidic Jews.
Right.
They just want to deal diamonds, have wives who are subservient. And you know, they want a good life.
Yeah.
They are men of the book.
They want a 1952 wife who will just shut up, stay in the kitchen and make them food.
Fucking follow the Kabbalah. Yeah. Read the Torah.
Yeah.
And
don't talk back.
Don't talk back.
Or you get a backhand to the face. Yeah.
Don't make me work on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes or yes?
Yes and yes.
Yeah. In the words of the great Tim J. Dillon.
Yes. Timothy J. Dillon.
Yeah. You get along with everyone, right?
Who?
Hasidic Jews?
Hasidic Jews, yeah. Except for the non-Hasidic Jews. And for the state of Israel. They hate the formation of the state of Israel. Mm-hmm. They're like, we are not supposed to take anything.
Yeah.
It's not ours.
Yeah, we've been living side by side with our Palestinian brothers.
Yeah.
And then now you come in and force them
they
out.
Are the only, like, okay, besides people like Norman Finkelstein and Ilan Pape and like many other liberal Jews who have got like Marxist leanings. The Hasidic Jews are the only Orthodox or like religious group of Jewish people who are in support of the state of Palestine. Because they are against Zionism. They are like, we are not meant to be crusaders. That was not our goal to begin with. That's not our teachings.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the people that Douglas Murray should interview lah.
Douglas Murray, he himself is a cunt.
Yeah. Is he Jewish? No, right?
He might be. But he's just overtly anti-Islam. Anti-religious as well. He's an atheist. But
right.
He's got a particular hatred for Islam lah.
Yeah, it feels like he's been bought and sold to preach or to talk about.
And he's afraid of Norman Finkelstein. He's afraid of him.
Yeah.
Like, very nicely, Piers Morgan got him on after he interviewed Finkelstein.
Uh-huh.
One-on-one. And then he brought on Douglas Murray, and Douglas Murray just, like, fucking tried his best to shit on Norman Finkelstein.
Oh, yeah?
Saying that, whoa, what was that? Like, it was horrible. It was like, dude, if you had any balls, you would, like, debate him or even be on the same segment as him.
I think Lex Fridman did an interview, right?
Never came out, bro. Never came out. The debate, right? Never came out.
No, I saw the video. It's out on YouTube.
It's out now?
Yeah.
Is it out
like
now?
A couple of days ago, lah.
Wow. You know, it was meant to be on a live stream.
Oh, yeah?
So and
the live stream never came.
Right.
And then people were all waiting because Norman Finkelstein announced it and his publisher, OR Books, they also announced saying that the link will be on our website and everything.
Right.
Never came.
Yeah, it's Norman. It's four people, right? Yeah.
Moderator is Lex Fridman.
Right.
It was Benny Morris, Destiny, on one side, if I'm not wrong, and then it's Finkelstein and someone else against them, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone was like, why is Destiny even invited?
Yeah, who is he? Who is this Destiny? Why?
He's like a debater on YouTube, lah. He's a pseudo intellectual.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't understand like comparisons or like examples that were given by Norman Finkelstein, where he was saying that I understand, I do not support I don't condone the October 7 attacks.
Right.
October 7, right? It was October 7.
I think so.
Yeah.
D-Day. D-Day for one side, apocalypse for another.
Yeah. So he was like, I don't condone it.
Yeah.
But I understand it. And I think he was referring to the, what, Nat Turner or something?
Nat Turner, yeah.
Nat Turner. Ted Turner is the former, the guy who founded CNN.
They might be brothers from different mothers.
Ted Turner is still alive.
Nat Turner. There are a couple of films or like documentaries and films made of Nat Turner.
Yeah, the rebellion, right? The slave rebellion.
The slave rebellion, yeah.
So Destiny could not understand that.
Right.
He's like, how do you even like relate one to another? Like, anyone with a brain could make that connection and relation. Like,
yeah.
This guy is just being a shill.
Right. Right. Didn't Destiny debate Ben Shapiro as well? I was watching some kind of...
Wow, then that one is like just two fellas who are
agreeing with each other,
publicly masturbating without their cocks.
Like, that is not a debate, what? If both agree on the same color, thing.
Just for that moment. Correct colors.
Correct color, yeah.
Yeah, the one from P. That's why it used to be white.
I'm going to check whether it's the one that you...
Yeah.
That's all safe.
Not diving too deep into conspiracy theory, but October 7 is a bit sus.
It's extremely sus.
Extremely sus.
Remind the people.
The reports that are out are like, it was allowed to happen or it was pre-planned.
Yeah.
Because Hamas is a creation of the CIA.
Yeah.
And Mossad.
And Mossad, yeah. To overthrow the PLO, right? In the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a counter movement to the PLO.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I don't know, and Israel being like in a perpetual state of war, how could they just allow, you know, their defenses to lapse in just one day just because it's a festival, right? Wouldn't
what fuck? It was a music festival. It was like some private shit.
Yeah.
And then now the reports are coming out that, you know, all the claims that women were kidnapped and raped and all that, all of that didn't happen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
By independent media?
Yes.
Oh.
Because you can't trust anything from the state media.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Israel fucking suppresses their own independent media.
Mm.
Because the independent media cross-checks everything and exposes the government.
Right.
So they suppress all those media outlets within their own country.
Maybe in 10 years' time, there will be October 7, the new 9/11.
Hopefully.
History just repeats itself.
Yeah, from 9/11, the new Pearl Harbor, to October 7, the new 9/11.
Yeah.
They should have just picked November. La.
November.
7 November.
Nicer ring to it, right?
7/11.
Yeah. 7/11. Oh, shit. 7/11, the new 9/11.
7/11.
The London, the bus bombings, the underground and the bus.
Yeah.
That was a 7 also, right?
I don't know. That was many
obsession
years ago.
With the 7. 7th, 7th.
Yeah. That came shortly.
The Mumbai bombings, the attack, Mumbai attacks was 26/11.
That came shortly after the Mumbai attacks, right?
Mumbai attacks was 2008.
I think so.
Was it 2008?
Or was it way before that? No.
No, the London one was before that.
Yeah. I know Bali also had an attack, right?
Bali 2004.
Okay, right.
If I'm not wrong. Yeah. 2003 or
2004?
Mm. The Bali bomb blasts.
Right.
Yeah. SEC, the rugby team, quite a number of them died, right?
Oh, shit.
They were there on a tour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
And the bar that they were at was one of the bars that had the explosion.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So the club always has the Bali memorials.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Fuck
people who went on a trip to be happy and play rugby and enjoy themselves ended up fucking never coming back.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that was the Abu Sayyaf organization.
The Indonesians militants, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
If I'm not wrong, Abu Sayyaf is it? Abu Sayyaf is Philippines.
Oh, is it?
Abu Sayyaf is in the Philippines. If I'm not wrong,
do you think they are celebrating Ramadan now, confessing of their sins?
They don't see it as a sin.
I've not heard of the organization ever since the early 2010s.
They might have been suppressed.
Yeah, I think it's Jamia Islamia or some shit.
Right,
some shit like that.
Yeah,
which was also like you know, the Singapore, they were planning the 23 of them or what?
Huh? Planning what?
Oh, you didn't know, man? There was a huge plan to like bomb MRT stations and all.
Was it during the Mas Selamat? That period?
Before Mas Selamat. Mas Selamat was captured after that. Like,
okay.
He was captured, I think, during this period.
Because it was part of his plan, right?
Huh?
He was the one that did that.
He was part of, if I'm not wrong, he was part of it. Mm. And then he was in the Whitley Road Detention Center.
Correct.
And then he somehow escaped through that tiny hole.
Mm, the toilet, right?
Yeah, the toilet.
Yeah.
And then there was a manhunt and he was found in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Then he got handed over to Singapore.
No, from what I heard was he was told to go out through the hole. And stay at some chalet. Then later they pick him up at the other place to come back.
Oh.
Yeah, if you escape from Singapore.
Did they say that there was nasi padang at the chalet?
They told him which one to go to. Tell him halal, so.
Yeah.
No need to worry.
Yeah, you have nice nasi padang. Don't worry, halal food. But they also got beers and cigarettes.
Why do you think we can find him so easily? We found him much.
They
more
found
easily.
Him in Malaysia.
Hmm?
Wouldn't you travel further up north to like at least Thailand?
No, because in Malaysia, he could blend in.
Oh, then we still enough. Found him. So the only way we could find him is...
Thailand, like, hard to blend in. Because
Indonesia, they're one bigger country. Right.
Yeah.
Sneak onto a boat or something.
That's what someone who was actually trying to escape would do.
Yeah.
This guy is just going on a holiday.
Actually, we don't really know. How do we know that they actually found him in Malaysia? Right. And he was not transported to Malaysia with guards and then they just...
We caught him.
The
whole way he's like saying
then we're going to fly him back.
Yeah. The whole way he's saying like, I thought you said we had to come here.
Yeah.
You flew me here. Somewhere.
I thought you all say investigation.
We came by KL. We came by the what, the propeller plane. We flew from.
You see, I get to visit the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
We went from Seletar to the Seletar Airport private jet that over there. What's this? No interview.
Speaking of Mas Selamat, why has he been hung? No, right? Hang?
He didn't commit any.
No, it's under the ISA, what?
Oh, so he's just locked up permanently.
There's like indefinite detention. There's nothing.
We don't know what happened to him, right? Whether he's still alive or.
Fucking young kids now don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's also true.
He could have changed his name to Matthew Salem.
No, he's still inside.
He might have converted to Christianity for all
we
know.
We don't even know if he's alive, lah. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And I mean, not saying anything wrong, lah, but he has quite a generic face, lah.
Okay. Lin Wei Ming. Wait, before the Lin Wei Ming, I want to ask Sean to clarify. What do you mean by generic face?
Yeah, look at his face.
Yeah.
It's like, if I go to Malaysia, I can find, like, maybe Lin Wei Ming. At least about 4,000 or 5,000 people that look like that.
Lin Wei Ming.
Yeah. Which part of Malaysia? Let's just specify.
All over. But I would say Kalimantan, but no.
Right.
He's still there. He's 69 years old now.
As of now, lah. Today he's 60. Oh, okay.
69
fucking
years old.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
Look at this shit.
This was from back in the day.
Right.
If only he was out, then we could have asked his wife, just before his 70th birthday, are you going to 69 with him one last time?
Not to mention, you were right. You know, he's Indonesian born.
Oh, okay.
It would make more sense for him to try to get back to Indonesia.
Yeah, I think the theory was that he has no money and stuff, and he's trying to look for transport.
Well, that's true, He definitely has no money, lah.
Yeah.
So well, I mean,
yeah, but for me, I don't even buy the thing that he escaped from that small hole.
Yeah.
And that Whitley Road detention is meant to be for people arrested under ISA.
The security would have been super tight, lah.
Yeah. That.
And not to mention, it was captured on 1st April.
And
yeah,
it's like what?
And they fucking alerted like normal units in the army. Like fucking NSFs to go and find.
Not the Gurkhas, right?
Apparently, they also had Gurkhas involved and ADF involved and all that.
Yeah.
Fuck, like, if you really wanted to catch this fella, it would have been like SOF immediately.
Yeah.
And if the SOF couldn't find him, then...
Then you're
fucked.
Yeah, you're pretty fucked. Speaking of Gurkhas, there was this recent news that I shared, right? These two teenagers were lost in some hiking trail in MacRitchie or something. I forgot which nature park. They alerted the Gurkhas and they found them 2 hours later.
The Gurkhas just went there, smelled, and like, yeah.
Yeah. They 20 clicks, 20 meters from this main road. That's where the dumbasses are.
They were at the trail and then they were like,
yeah.
I can smell body odor. Okay, let's go.
I can smell dumb fuckery.
Yeah,
nearby here.
Can smell dumb.
How do you get lost in Singapore and then have to alert the Gurkhas?
They are tourists.
Oh, I think Singaporeans are.
Singaporeans, man?
I think they look Singaporeans, lah.
I don't think they were Singaporeans.
No.
From what I recall reading.
Let me quote Sean, they have generic faces.
No, I said he had one like.
Oh, no, I'm saying the two girls that were lost in the nature park had generic faces. Oh. If you walk down Chinatown, you might spot lookalikes lah. Lookalikes.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you're saying they're.
We are lost in the woods.
They would be hired for being extras in Rush Hour 5, lah. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So, wait. Since we are all talking about all the local fucking topics before we go into the heavy.
The heavies.
The heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Local topic. Fucking Taylor Swift concerts.
Oh, Tay-Tay.
Okay, there are two things I want to address.
Yeah. Go for it.
One was the Insta story or Insta reel that my sister... I think it was my sister that was the one that sent it to me.
Uh-huh.
It was one of our local media outlets actually going and asking people who were attending the concerts how much they spent.
At the concert? For the tickets?
Concert,
okay.
For the concert.
Right.
So there were quite a number of tourists.
Mm.
Some people said 10 grand.
What? Or including flights and everything to come
flights,
to Singapore.
Flights, hotels, whatever.
Yeah.
10 grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think one of the lowest numbers I've heard was $175.
Just for one ticket. Probably lah.
Yeah.
One ticket.
But that's like up in the nosebleeds, right?
Yeah, somewhere probably. Somewhere near the roof lah. Somewhere near the retractable roof. Dangling from the retractable roof.
I think
roof
the cheaper roof ones will probably be about like $30+. Lah.
I don't think no, there was 30. There's no,
you take the Grab to the National Stadium and you stand outside.
And then you sing song, sing along.
No need to take Grab. That one you take train. Stadium.
Also train. Then it was about $2+. Lah. Then go down there, you buy snacks also. Lower. Yeah.
Then you exit, go Kallang Wave Mall, then buy, then you come back out. Yeah, so 175 was the cheapest that I got from that video.
Right.
After that, it was like the next cheapest was 300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones are most likely Singaporeans.
Thousands.
Yeah, those ones are Singaporeans. Like,
right.
100+ ones are Singaporeans because they buy the most. Wait,
then there were a group of Singaporeans who were also spending in the thousands.
Right.
Not because of the ticket.
Yeah.
Because they made outfits for the concert.
Wow. Cosplaying.
Right.
Yeah.
Then the next reel that my sister sent to me was a video of girls who were showing off how they made their fucking outfits for the concert.
Right.
And how much they spent on it and all. There's one girl spent like $400.
Wow.
To
make a dress.
Every fucking outfit, shoes, everything made from scratch.
So they made an outfit that based on Taylor Swift, or
I don't know what it's based on. I don't know what the inspiration was. It from like one of the music videos,
right?
Or something she wore during a concert or a tour or what. But that was the theme.
Wow!
And it was not like one or two. It was not isolated cases, right? Mm. It was quite a number of them.
Yeah,
including men.
Right, men who, making outfits
who are most likely happy that section 377A has been revoked.
Like. Yeah.
Well, there were some heartwarming stories. So one boy gave up his ticket to two girls who got scammed.
One lady got arrested for scamming.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
For reselling or like selling duplicates or some shit
something
like that.
Like I see. Two girls got scammed, so they couldn't go in. And this boy and his auntie saw that and just gave them his ticket.
That is also the most bravest thing and also the most gayest thing that no one can do.
Hey, he's a young boy lah, so.
No, but that is, I think, very good karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because later on he was gifted 4 tickets.
Oh, fuck. Damn.
I want to say that he avoided listening to that crap, but then...
Yeah, then he's like, no,
he
I want to go.
Sucked back in.
I want to go in. Dude, if I'm going to give my ticket away, I want to go backstage and at least, like, you know, grab her ass.
You'll probably get, like, a shout out.
And grab her ass and then go online and be like, actually, Taylor Swift does have an ass. Do a tiny one. Not as big as mine.
No, he's a kid, he wouldn't know.
Oh, shit.
And
right. It was insane that grown-ass adults were going for the concert and posting shit.
And some people, grown-ass adults were crying in the concert.
Dude,
outside.
People we know. Like people I know that I would have never imagined going for this.
Yeah.
Were there. I was like, bro, like...
Maybe the fella went with his wife, lah. His newly married wife.
But no, lah.
And also, like, he has money.
Yeah,
to
To
drop a gram.
Okay, that is one, but... I think most people went there just because they wanted... Like, it was like... what's that?
The merchandise?
Like clout,
no,
right?
No, like FOMO. FOMO or like clout, yeah.
Yeah, just to be part of
like
the...
Like, this is the in thing.
No, but...
Yeah. Like, everyone is
to be
going.
Fair, Singapore,
I also want to be seen there. Like.
The thing is, Singapore did create the demand.
Yeah, because we had the rights, right? For
being
the
only one in Southeast Asia to film. So
fucking Malaysia and Thailand are not happy, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Thailand was the one
they
that
are now asking... Like,
Thailand is the one that raised the issue. Thailand's
Malaysia
one
also now. Malaysia
now
also.
Malaysia, but Thailand is the one that...
A lot of Malaysians came to Singapore to watch.
Thailand is the one that brought up the issue saying that Singapore made some...
secret deal.
Yeah. Paid for the exclusivity.
No, they mentioned secret deal. One of the ministers came out to say what? Who
this
was it? I think it was Shanmugam, right?
Yeah, he was saying that this
there's no wrongdoing. There's no nothing like that. These exclusive deals are the norm for this kind of concerts.
He did say there's wrongdoing. The guy, the person who let it known that was wrong.
But if it's a contract between, I don't know, two parties.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the guy, he pointed out the only wrongdoing was the person releasing the thing, because I think it's supposed to be a confidential
thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, Singapore, basically this is us flexing to our neighbours, like, hey, we got money to bring Taylor Swift in lah, and sign an exclusive deal.
The thing is that
fuck you, you boys.
You could have done it also, but you didn't want to.
Yeah, I think they just didn't have the buying power.
No. Okay,
the thing about Malaysia, right, Malaysia cannot say that. Malaysia has so much rules around their concerts, right, that people are now, that there are artists, right, that are reluctant to go there and perform.
Oh, because of the controversial gay thing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but that one also is the fellow's fault.
Malaysia's organizers, right, have certain things written into the contract rules, right, that people, even if they don't have, it's just things that are written in. Like, there has to be a kill switch and everything else written into the contract.
Oh, that the government can come in and stop at any time.
And a lot of people, I think artists are saying that we don't want this.
It's risky also, lah.
Yeah, because if you cut, you know, I don't know whether we get compensation. The fans won't be happy and all that, lah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Something like that, lah. This wasn't brought up by us. This was brought up, I think, by Malaysians. They're saying that, you know, the government doesn't have the right to come out and say, you know, all this kind of thing, because you are doing something that is making it not so nice to have it in our country.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
That's why we got to thank Lee Kuan Yew for being a Freemason and having contacts with the Jews of America and of European Jews.
But Thailand...
Lim Wei Ming.
Thailand has a legit... has a legit what la? A legit grievance.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're even more open than us. It's like this one caught them off guard.
Yeah, you can be smoking weed at a concert.
But now they went back on it and made it illegal again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but we shouldn't play around with Thailand.
Yeah.
There's still that $28 billion deal that they could agree with to China to make one canal. That could sink us.
Right. Which part of Thailand though? Thailand?
Right at the bottom. Near the borders of
Malaysia. Malaysia and Thailand.
So that one, they just have to get Malaysia to agree to that deal and see who foots the bill.
Right.
Because right now the only thing that stops them
China
is
China could just
apparently not. Yeah. It's too much. Because
it goes
on to who is going to construct it, who's gonna build it, and then who's gonna fund the whole thing and who's gonna benefit more. Most likely Thailand and Malaysia, but China will want something from it or so, right? So they're gonna say that our ships don't get charged that much, and you know, all that roughing out.
I think if it's just between Thailand and China, it'll be signed long time ago. But Malaysia involved, right, might take another 20 years lah.
No, but 28 bill is quite
big lah. But China, I mean,
quite big.
If they wanted to do something fast, they'll do it.
That canal,
yeah,
China likes. Thailand also okay. Malaysia also okay.
Malaysia, yeah, oh, okay.
Indonesia, maybe not so much. Still okay.
We definitely don't.
We
like
know.
It.
We don't
America,
like it.
America, fuck off. Because the whole reason why America likes the current deal now is because they are in our waters.
Yeah.
And they have legit reason to be in the waters because their ships come by. Yeah. So they can patrol the waters. They can have bases here.
Yeah.
You can if you bypass...
They don't have a base here.
Not anymore. But they can, you know, park boats here and all that. Yeah. If you build that canal, wow.
They don't have a base, but they stop by quite often. Yeah,
they dock their ships here.
Yeah.
No, it's one thing. The attractive thing to everyone else, it cuts traveling by 1,200 kilometers.
And also China has been buying up a lot of islands in the Philippines. building like
Philippines
fucking
like
naval bases and all that shit.
Yeah.
The Philippines doesn't like that.
Yeah. I mean,
China has a base in Sri Lanka.
Oh shit. Yeah.
That's why India is very concerned.
I see.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. Going back to fucking
Tete
Noes. The next part.
Yeah, part two.
This one I'm actually hurt by.
Oh shit, why?
So I saw this Instagram reel where it was a compilation of, I think it was also publicized by Mothership, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
It was a compilation of like her backup dancers or what, shouting local slang.
Oh yeah, it's one guy.
Each day.
Yeah.
Or for each concert.
No, it's just that one guy.
So it was that one guy, I think he's black.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So he started off with La.
Right, okay.
No la.
Then the next one became Lampa.
Oh, no, Walawe or something.
Walawe. Then Lampa. Then after that was Kaninabu.
Are you serious?
Yes.
In the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, to the...
And then the crowd went wild. They were like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, And if this is one of your highlights, right?
That's hilarious.
Why wasn't Watain allowed to play to 200 people?
Yeah.
Watain did not have their full fucking show. There was no pig's blood, no lamb's blood.
Yeah.
Right? There was no flamethrowers, nothing.
Yeah.
They were just going to play in a small fucking industrial area in fucking Joo-Chiat or somewhere.
Yeah.
200 people.
Yeah.
That was it.
Because Satan is not involved in Tay-Tay's
this
concert.
This is Satan. Taylor Swift is Satan.
She's the devil reincarnate.
She's Satan with no S.
The Deborah.
Whatsoever.
The Deborah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Lampa.
Yeah.
Kaninabu. How are Christians fine with this?
No,
did,
I don't
did,
think...
Wait, did he end Kaninabu with Chao Zi Bai?
No.
I think Kaninabu only.
Just Kaninabu. Ah, fuck. If only he mentioned Chao Zi Bai, maybe people might be up in arms. Especially the feminists. The Christian
feminists.
I think
Kaninabu is enough. La. The feminists should be up in arms with Lampa.
That's also true.
Right.
Why you... Yeah, we don't have a dick.
Yeah.
Stop insulting us.
Like, hey...
That's hilarious, though. That's actually quite funny.
I want Watain to come back and play. And fucking give them the industry. Fucking give them stadium.
National Stadium.
National Stadium.
Yeah, that one you can have fireworks.
At night, yeah, with the flamethrowers, yeah. With their full set.
Yeah. That one you can sprinkle pig's blood in the audience as well.
Yeah, but yeah. Hopefully no Islamic fundamentalists will be there.
First day was Nola. Siao. Third day was Walawe. Fourth day was Alamak. Fifth day was Wapiang eh. And then day six was Hanoi Abu Dhan.
Hanoi Abu Dhan.
I don't think.
No, I watched the clips.
Oh.
It was taken by people from the audience.
Oh. So this one, this Instagram thing that you're
no, it's YouTube. YouTube CNA.
CNA will never show any
CNA
vulgarities.
Will never show that lah.
No, maybe it's a different guy. The black guy didn't say the... It's all the same. That
no,
one
no, no,
song
no. You have to see the video.
Was it?
Or the people...
Yeah, it's shot from the audience.
Right.
Oh, that means...
But independent journalists, let's put it that way.
Yes. or people who thought that that was fun.
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest, at that point, it's like some fucking American shouting that or someone who's not local saying that.
It sounds a bit funny. Like.
It sounds a bit funny and everyone has a laugh. Okay.
Yeah.
But fucking Watain, bro.
Yeah.
They were here on a mission to spread the good word.
Yeah. The Lord's work.
The Lord's work. And
to,
then
they were 200 souls. To save 200 souls.
They were not
souls.
Allowed. The only thing they could do was sign autographs and go to the nearest kopitiam for a couple of beers and batami.
Yeah. Kind of sad lah.
It was extremely sad. Even though I've seen them twice.
Yeah.
But it's not in this country.
Yeah. Hey, but did you see the Blackpink Lisa came down as well with her own like security?
Oh yeah, I saw that all over my
list. Just to see Taylor.
Just to see Taylor, yeah. And she got backstage pass.
I just saw a clip of a girl who was like working backstage.
Mm.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, what's his name? Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Like
he was a footballer or something, right?
American footballer.
He Kansas City Chiefs lah. They just won the Super Bowl. Right?
Oh okay.
So
mainly because of Taylor Swift.
No, this fella. La.
No, is he the quarterback?
Like
he's the quarterback.
Oh,
if I'm not wrong.
She spurred him.
She spurred him.
Win the Super Bowl.
So this girl was
me.
Just like hanging. I don't know whether she's working behind the scenes or she was just hanging around the back.
Yeah.
She exchanged like a friendship band with him.
Oh, with the boyfriend.
And the fella was quite nice. He like stopped and like actually did an exchange. And like, she was like, oh, you've got bands. Do you want to exchange? And then he just stood and gave it to her. And
oh, wow.
And left. And I was like, eh. Decent guy.
Yeah.
Better than that bitch.
Yeah.
Than Tete the devil.
That, yeah, that friendship band might be a key card to a threesome lah.
To the Bohemian Grove.
Now she's selling it on eBay, right?
Dude, it's so strange, right? You know, when Taylor was like popping up during the concert, right? There were many articles being written saying that Taylor is not a part of the CIA. What do you call that? Like, CIA asset.
Asset, yeah.
Or some shit like that. Like, why do you even wanna bring this up, though?
She definitely is.
Yeah, when you push it out so hard, I right, say, hey, don't look at this. Most likely, you have to look at it, lah. There's no smoke without the fire.
What do you mean? What?
And the whole idea that she was, like, so into, like, climate change and all this kind of shit, but she's flying around in a private jet.
Yeah.
Eh, fuck you lah.
At least fly first class lah.
Yeah. Commercial lah.
Commercial, yeah.
First take class. A bicycle lah.
Mm. But I think
the Japanese did it.
Or for fame,
Japanese
I don't think
before they got from all the way Japan down to Singapore and on bicycles.
Yeah, no, but fair to her, right? On with her fame, she can't fly commercial. It will cause a stampede.
No,
she has to fly.
You
private
can book out the whole plane, but for yourself, what? You don't have to have a private jet. You can just book the whole plane. Costs almost the same.
Fair point. Yeah.
Not the whole plane. See, first class.
Yeah.
Leave it open.
Mm.
You know, let whoever can afford first class. But you can buy out all the business and what, and then have one seat first class yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You so give an off day to all the stewardess and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So the private jet is just her flexing lah. Yeah, she's a billionaire, right, apparently.
I think so. Yeah. Because if you think about it, right, private jet just flies you
and your crew,
your entourage.
Commercial flight usually flies a lot of people.
No, the main problem is if you have your own jet, and if you fly to a certain destination, but if you are not going to use the jet immediately after that, right? And if you instruct your pilot and the crew to fly back empty, that is fucked up.
That's waste, right?
That's the waste.
Yeah.
Right? If you charter, that's a different story. So if you charter, the company can still find either work or some other deal to do when flying back.
Yeah.
Or they can make the decision to stay. Right? And they would rather pay for the pilots and the air crew, whether one or two air crew, to stay in a hotel. Right? That might actually save them a little bit, but the plane being parked there might
in the hangar lah.
In the hangar then. But it depends lah. It depends on the duration.
Yeah. But they also say things like, my idea is, I said the booking of the whole commercial flight, but that's ridiculous because first of all, I don't think any company would want to do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
The other thing is, that means you're depriving each plane what,
and I think
200 people of any traveling.
Yeah, logistically, it's way more complicated to do that also.
Yeah.
Than to just charter.
I mean, it's not impossible to do it.
Yeah.
But if you manage to do it also, that would mean that if you book out an entire commercial flight, it does mean that you're preventing a few hundred people from traveling.
No, not really.
No?
Because you will definitely not book economy.
No, I think you book it to my deal, right? Because he was saying that to do that kind of thing, you know, to book that kind of flight, right? It's not because security reason. You don't want other people on the same plane as you, you know, to disturb you and all that. So you have to book out all our economy, keep it empty.
No, no, no. You don't need to do that.
No?
You just need to book first.
Book
so,
first?
So, first class. So, for example, if you book like Lufthansa or Swiss or whatever, especially when you're flying from Europe.
But you don't want to have the
everything separate.
No, you don't want to have the chance that economy has those people who want to hijack the plane. Because the hijackers are usually in economy.
Or some crazy fans who want to charge up into first class and be like,
they wouldn't know that you're there.
I mean, somehow they'll find out.
So like Lufthansa or like Swiss or what, you have a separate terminal for first class.
Right.
Right, then there's a separate lounge for you.
But they also don't want to leave it up to chance.
And then you get driven in a Mercedes S-Class from your terminal, from your lounge to the plane.
Maybe.
So you are not on the aero bridge, you know.
Right.
You have a separate entrance up to the plane.
But there's always that off chance.
Maybe it's somebody else. I think it's the Mercedes S-Class. Tete is like, nah, I want Rolls Royce. Fuck that. Let me get my own jet.
God and not to mention, commercial flights, you might not be able to choose the timing you want to fly.
Hey, and also, you got to think about it. You can't make
that is
human,
the major reason.
You can't make human sacrifices, you know, offerings to the devil on a commercial plane.
Correct, correct.
In a private jet, she can do it. No one's going to question.
That is true.
Because everyone's on the payroll.
I'm just waiting for Ryan Garcia to say that Taylor Swift is a Satanist.
Yeah, Taylor Swift fucked me when I was 5.
Yeah, I was 5.
She was there.
And then everyone was like,
they molested me when I was 2.
Yeah.
To her songs.
And then everyone's like, hey, how are you complaining?
No, when he was 2, Taylor Swift was also pretty young.
Yeah.
Too young.
No, she was being raped.
No, but no, there was a prophecy that they were reading out while I was being raped. That Taylor Swift would be born.
Isn't she like a staunch Democrat, like pushing like people to vote left and all that kind of shit?
No, I think you meant demon.
Who?
She's a staunch demon.
Staunch demon.
Yeah.
The crap part.
Anyone who is urging people to vote for Biden has to be a demon.
Yeah, or being paid la.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be. It's in his slogan.
It's going to be Trump 2024 la.
Yeah. Forbidden.
Forbidden. Yeah.
It's just there. Forbidden.
Forbidden.
Speaking about forbidden.
Mm, forbidden fruit.
The British royal family.
Oh, shit.
Is she or what is she not alive?
What is happening with them?
What is happening with them?
Yeah.
She goes in for a serious abdominal surgery. and
okay. Serious abdominal surgery. Yeah. What does that sound like?
She's... Wait, I think...
What does that sound like?
Heartbreak abortion. Because she lost her mother, mother-in-law.
No. Abortion.
Abortion. Oh, shit. Was she carrying a black child?
So
we've got to give some context. So, conspiracy about the whereabouts of Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Wales or Cambridge?
I think it's Cambridge, right?
Was Cambridge.
It? Yeah.
Cannot remember.
Wales was Diana, right?
It should be Wales.
Wales is Lynette Charlotte James.
For more of on Lynette Charlotte James.
Yeah.
Princess Check of out. Wales.
Oh, she's Princess of Wales now.
If I'm not wrong. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's tragic, bro.
Right.
She took over the mother-in-law.
Oh, shit.
They took over. Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, oh. Yeah, and her name has been changed to... Oh, Kate Middleton is just like a nickname.
Catherine,
it's actually
right?
Catherine Elizabeth yeah. Middleton. So that's why it's
Kate Middleton short la yeah. for Catherine.
Princess of Wales. Because of William. William's Prince of Wales.
Oh, right.
He took over
right.
his father's position when the father became king.
Yeah.
Right. So now he's king, right? William is king now, right?
No, William is
Prince.
Charles.
King Charles.
Oh, the guy's still alive, huh?
Yeah.
He already went for the
man with the sausage fingers.
He went for
Keith. Oh yeah, he appeared on Wrexham, right? The documentary. He made a trip down. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Charles also what?
Right. Now
Charles recently went.
Yes.
Fucking Rob McElhenney fought for him four walls.
Yeah.
They were pouring
pints. Kate Middleton wasn't there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like pretty glaring, lah. Like, dude, like wherever you went,
where's your wife?
She would be with you.
Yeah.
It's like there are royal duties or some shit like that, right?
That's also true, yeah.
And like, where is she? What happened to her?
Mm.
Right? So, people were like, what is happening? Like, why isn't she seen?
Mm.
And it has been ramping up. People have been asking questions. And I think the pressure has been building. And I think the royal family were like pressured into putting something out.
Mm.
So, they put out a couple of pictures.
Right.
That were released to Associated Press and maybe Reuters and all.
Mm.
And it was released by the royal family.
Yeah.
Like the office of the royal family, right? And the pictures were so doctored. They were heavily edited.
Yep. Yeah.
Even Associated Press was like...
Yeah, we can't edit.
We are...
We're going to take it down, right?
We are going to take it down. We are going to cease to use this picture.
Yeah.
And that was like unprecedented.
Right.
Because for something that comes from an official source,
mm.
I think Associated Press has never done that before. Or some right. shit like that. That's what I heard.
And the picture that we're talking about is
with the kids.
Kate Middleton is sitting down on the chair and then her three kids are around
surrounding her. Surrounding her.
One is behind her and her arms are around two.
Yes.
Two of our other kids.
Two of our other kids. And then like people zoomed in and found out so many inconsistencies with the pictures.
It's heavily photoshopped. Like.
Heavily photoshopped.
Yeah.
Like, so they were like, wait, is she even alive?
Yeah.
What is wrong with her? Why are there unconfirmed reports saying that she has gone in for surgery?
Mm.
She is under medical observation or supervision. She needs treatment, whatever. Fuck, like, why... Aren't there any like official fucking statements
right.
being made? Like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
So, I think for almost a week, Twitter or X was
going wild
with this. And then, recently, one Twitter page actually posted this thing about this lady.
Rose something.
Yes. So, apparently...
Mm.
Williams has been having an affair with this lady, Rose something,
right.
for the longest period.
Wow. Okay.
Speculation is that she already has a kid.
Mm.
The kid might be his.
Okay.
She is also married.
Right.
And now she's pregnant. Oh. Again.
Okay.
Okay. And then when Kate Middleton found out,
mm.
she flipped. And she was asking that, why would you do this to me and everything?
Yeah.
And then she confessed that she is also having an affair.
Wow.
And that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
With a child that is from her affair.
Wow.
So the emergency abdominal surgery.
Yeah. Was to get rid of the kid.
Was to get rid of the kid.
Right. Why do these people use contraption? Just wear a condom, guys. What the fuck is happening?
But in
it's very hard for them to just go to a 7-Eleven.
But in in other words, right?
Yeah.
Why are these people still important? It's meant to be a democracy, but it's still counted as a constitutional monarchy, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you are electing people who are meant to be running the country,
herein lies the conspiracy, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that's why I said then what is the purpose?
Yeah.
Of these hits who are not serving a purpose.
Yeah.
Why are taxpayers' money going towards them?
Why do they still control so much land?
Correct.
Prime real estate. You know.
Yeah. It's fine if you have assets, you have got property, businesses, whatever, land, all. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Run your own shit. Run your own business with whatever you have now. Why do you have say in how the country is run?
Yeah. Why do the elect prime minister have to bow and kiss the ring?
Exactly.
Yeah, some will say this is tradition, but you got to admit at some point...
Some will say because Netflix needs to do another series, season of The Crown.
There is always power in tradition as well.
Exactly.
You know, the hidden hand, right? You call it the
hidden
hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's an illusion that these people have given up.
Right.
It's not true.
My theory... Okay, there's one theory that she's pregnant with another person's child.
Yeah.
Could be black or could be brown.
No, and then they're like, the guy's white. The guy's white.
Oh, fuck. Could get away with it, lah. The guy looks like...
The surname points towards him being Scottish.
Oh, shit. This is my theory.
And he might be an aristocrat as well. So it is not as severe as what Lady Di did with Dodi Al-Fayed.
Ooh. Yeah, she's following the footsteps. Like.
Where they could not allow the baby to come out screaming Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. Wasn't that also like unconfirmed that Princess Diana was pregnant? Or one of the rumors?
Let's just run with it. That she was most likely...
Most likely, yeah. No one, I think no one knows for certain also, right?
You have seen her in a bikini.
Yeah.
You have seen that man. The man is a good-looking guy. He was a good-looking guy. She was a good-looking lady.
Yeah.
And they were on yachts in France and Saint-Tropez and Monte Carlo. They have to be banging.
Yeah. Let's just say me coming from a mixed race family, I support that. Well, here's my theory on Kate Middleton, though. I think she was a bit
number
bored.
Number one. She's a piece.
She's a piece. Yeah. And also, Buckingham Palace is huge.
It's huge.
Her husband's away. The kids are probably in the homeschool or whatever they're doing, playing in the playground. She decides to take a walk. And then she stumbled upon this staircase leading down to the basement. And she wasn't happy what she found. Why is this guy who looks like Jeffrey Epstein still alive? Why is he still running things here? He's on the phone talking to someone that
Uncle
sounds
Andrew
like
here?
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell.
He's here to meet Uncle Andrew.
Yeah. What is this?
Uncle Andy.
Yeah, what is this? What are dolls in the shape of like little kids in the basement?
Didn't father-in-law say he's not allowed here anymore?
Yeah.
So weird.
Why isn't my mother... Why is... my mother-in-law seems to be
what
still around.
What do you mean I have to go on a trip? What do you mean for what? Two weeks? How are you going to explain abdominal surgery? What?
Yeah.
It's so weird, you guys. So weird.
Why are there tanks with human bodies inside? Why are there cryo chambers in the basement of Buckingham Palace?
Is that the queen?
What is going on? Yeah. Is she still alive?
Is that the queen eating swan?
Yeah, and then that's where they have to put her down. and be like, yeah, you gotta.
No,
you
that's
gotta
shut the up. That's the whole that's the whole thing about the this rumors and the so the Instagram picture, right? A lot there are some people saying I don't take it so seriously. All images have been like doctor. Everybody doctors their image. It's not that. It's not the doctoring of the image. She could have doctored the image and it was very bad and everything would be forgiven if we just seen her, you know, like.
No. It's not. You see, all the accounts are not run by them.
No, that's the thing. So the thing about like if it's an image and it was doctored, because she apparently it came out that she apologized for doctoring the image. See, that's the thing.
No.
It came out that she said, I apologize. I play around with Photoshop and I'm not very good at it. That's what. But we don't know if it's her saying it. She ended it with C. Like, no, I'm sorry. No.
The images were submitted to AP by the fucking office.
Exactly. Then later on, it comes out.
She made a statement
that she apologized for doctoring the image herself.
Yeah, but now no one knows if the statement is from her.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah. No one would have made a hoo-ha over that. Like, you know, if the picture came out and she apologizes for doctoring the image, no one would have made a hoo-ha over it. As long as we saw that
in a video.
Yeah, as long as it's her coming out, it's like, sorry everybody, it's a boo-boo, it's after 12 bucks, you know, a bit groggy, and I just, you know, I felt that the image wasn't nice enough, so I doctored it a bit. That would have been fine. But the thing is, all this is coming out from like their, you know, their like spokesperson here, but we don't even know if it's coming from her.
No, even that whole thing about like her coming out to say that I doctored the image, that will never happen. That will never happen because they don't do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
They don't run their social media accounts.
Mm.
It's all run by other people and it's all vetted by other people.
Vetted by the family, lah.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a PR and they have a marketing
She definitely has zero power.
Mm.
Exactly how her mother-in-law had zero power.
Mm. The queen...
Who?
What? Mother-in-law? Dinah. Right.
CNN, Princess of Wales has taken responsibility and apologized for an edited official photograph that was recalled by a number of... That's the thing.
Once you said CNN, right, I lost all interest.
No, it's not that. It's just that, like...
They're fighting fires.
They can say that, but yeah. She have not seen her say sorry. I mean, apparently she wrote out and said, I'm sorry, but... Huh?
Dude, we don't even know if she's alive.
Exactly.
The last time we came to Singapore, what? No, remember, like last year?
The biggest issue about this photo, right? Why everyone's making. That's why I didn't agree when I think it was CNN saying, like, everyone doctors their image. Yeah, you don't have to say that. That's very obvious. It's, now the question is she even alive? Like, where is she?
Yeah.
You're giving me two weeks of. So that's serious. If it's abdominal surgery, like appendicitis or what, right? 1-2 days. But her recovery period was like 2 weeks.
Carlos Sainz had the surgery and was at the fucking circuit.
So this is...
Within days, right?
They're saying it's 2 weeks. So if it takes you that long to recuperate, it's quite serious already.
Yeah.
And now there's no news. Like, you don't even want to take pictures. Like, if you're afraid, like, it's a bad picture or what, right? They're like people to cover up. At least let people know you're okay, lah. So what's going on?
Appear at the balcony.
Ah.
Right.
Just say hi. Buckingham Palace. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to...
Or whichever castle you're at. Just
now they're even
Kensington,
saying...
Kensington, right? They
yeah, now they're even saying that picture is actually from last November.
Right.
It's not even a recent picture.
I'll only trust it if they come down to Singapore and I see her in person.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I think she looks real. Is she wearing a mask? Is she wearing a human face?
Is she a hologram?
I got to hold her hand.
Is Prince William trying to pull a Prince Charles?
Hmm.
You know, get rid of the one I don't like so I can be with the one I like. And you know, the problem with the Rose Hanbury, the
lady.
So-called...
She's fugly.
Yes, I'm substantiated.
Oh, there are pictures of her.
Yeah, it is almost as if...
Mm.
If this was true, like, if it was proven to be true, it's almost uncannily like what Prince Charles
did to Diana. It's like history repeating itself.
Diana.
Mm.
Because... I mean, no offense to the current queen, la.
She's not a queen. King's consort.
No offense to the king's consort now, la.
Who's the king's consort now?
Camilla.
Camilla.
Oh.
Camilla compared to Diana,
Kamina looks like a horse.
It's the same thing if you looked at you look at the person supposedly rumored to be who Prince William
this
is.
This might be a cult thing, lah. Like,
I don't know. Yeah. You know, it didn't have to be so close. Like, if you're saying that the Rose is like some supermodel, you'd be like,
the world is run by cults, lah. If you look deep enough,
they have a fetish, lah.
Everything is out in the open. That's the best way to hide.
You know, like, you look at all this, right? Then you're like, okay, lah. At least Harry married Meghan Markle, but then that one's a psycho.
Mm.
And then that fella now is a cuck.
Mm. Yeah, but at least for Meghan Markle, you can tell, like, we know what she wants, lah. She wants to be famous. She wants to be a celeb and maintain a celebrity status.
And she doesn't want to get new tits. She has no tits.
She wants her own TV show on Netflix, you know. Yeah. She wants to be on Spotify. Yeah.
She wants to be besties with Oprah.
Yeah, we know what she wants, lah.
Yeah.
She wants money and fame. No, that's easy.
I mean, honestly, the only thing I can think of is when the children get older and you notice they don't look like anything like the father.
Oh, like, but actually, Williams is a good-looking kid, lah.
Yeah.
Because he most likely is his dad got it from Diana's affair. Yeah.
He looks like Prince William looks more like Diana, like more Diana and someone else.
Mm.
Harry looks like
exactly like the guy that she had the affair with,
the bodyguard or something, right?
No. That guy's a fucking military officer.
Neither of them look like Charles.
Yeah.
Williams looks King Charles, like the mother.
Yeah. How many secrets does the royal family have, lah?
Multitudes.
Yeah.
Multitudes.
We just don't know.
Dude, just think about Prince Philip.
Mm.
That guy.
Is he still alive? Dead, right?
He died before Elizabeth.
Before Correct.
Definitely a Nazi. Definitely a Nazi.
Yeah, he definitely has some sympathies, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might have arranged for boats from Rome to Buenos Aires.
Yeah. He was like, I remember the days when the Rockefellers tried to fuck us over against France.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck the Rockefellers. Not Rockefellers, the Rothschilds.
No, but the thing is that they have the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
In their country.
But the Rothschilds also were playing the side of the French and then giving money to both sides.
They were playing all sides.
Yeah.
Who do you think those two kids look like?
Yeah, they don't look like the father, huh?
At all. Yeah. At least William looks kind of like Diana.
Mm.
That's why there's so much conspiracies there, lah.
Yeah.
And then now it goes to... Well, now it's actually not that bad.
Charles actually looks like his mother.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Andrew got a little bit resemblance of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
None of them look like the father.
Yeah. Hmm. Wait, Andrew is William's uncle, right?
Yes, Charles's brother, younger brother.
Ah, okay.
King's younger brother. Now, current king's. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But
Does the whole pedophilia thing run deeper than Andrew? That's the thing.
I'm pretty sure.
Did Kate Middleton find something in the basement?
Jimmy Savile was a really close associate to King Charles.
Yeah.
So
did it spread on to like Charles and
we would never know unless there's like some massive expose.
I think Kate Middleton needs to run to Singapore, lah. Hide out in MBS.
Come here for asylum.
Yeah, yeah. We will support you. Yeah.
No,
we will milk it at the same time.
Yeah. The freakiest thing is that she's actually run. She actually ran, and they are trying to find her.
Oh, that would be awesome, actually.
That would be an amazing movie, though.
Like
but
right
I
now,
highly doubt so, lah.
Right now, it's not that that she's not appearing, is that she doesn't want to. I don't think she can run.
MI5 and MI6 are not dummies.
Yeah.
And also, they are...
Immediately, all the different intelligence agencies will come together. Yeah. French intelligence, Mossad.
Like, where is this bitch?
Where's this cunt?
Yeah, where's this bitch? Let's find her. I will never trust any photo or any video unless it's a 360 video and she's holding up like today's newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. In multiple languages.
She needs to do a Jackie Chan whenever he proves that he's alive. Whenever someone says that he's dead and then he proves that he's alive.
Yeah. It needs to be a 360 camera so we can look all around.
And
make sure that
we're
not
fucking
doctored.
AI, right?
You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
As long as the her hand doesn't have six fingers.
Oh, I think they fixed that already.
Yeah.
With current like shit.
Then it's fucking hard.
We don't know, dude. Unless we see her in person. And then again, we got to touch the face and stretch the skin. Make sure she's not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And then you pull open the face like, oh fuck, Tom Cruise, what the fuck is going on? They said, no, I'm filming the new Mission Impossible.
I'm looking for Katie. Wait, Kate Middleton or Katie Holmes? Hasn't she left you already?
I need my revenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that note.
I hope you're alive, Kate.
Yeah. Come say hi to Singapore, your former colony.
Yeah.
We'll welcome you with open arms.
Well, you're always welcomed in the studio.
Yeah, we'll invite you here.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll clean up the beans.
Spill the tea.
Yeah.
Tell us what's really going on over there.
We will splurge for you. Whatever we have in our Patreon account, we'll buy a couple of scones.
Are you tired of all the religious people that attend your, you know?
Yeah, we'll get you a couple of McSpicy with cheese, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will flush out whatever bad feelings you have in your tummy.
And may Taylor Swift rot in hell.